Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Why all the fire and brimstone in our readings today? Wow. It's because it's the penultimate Sunday of the church year. I love that word, penultimate. It means the Sunday before the last Sunday. So for the Last Supper, there was a supper before that, so it was the penultimate supper. That was before the Last Supper. This is the penultimate Sunday, which is the Sunday before the last Sunday of the church year. So at the end of the church year, as we approach Advent, the readings become more about the end of days, the end of time, this great day of the Lord that comes with fire and destruction and signs and wonders and all sorts of things. And we hear Jesus kind of saying, "Don't worry, it's going to be okay." In other words, don't panic. When you see these things happening, don't be surprised. And this is where we as human beings throughout history have kind of steered the other direction. When we see things happening, our first instinct is to panic, right? It's the fight or flight kind of thing. When danger arises or when something great is happening in the world, our first instinct is always, "Oh my gosh, it's the end, the Chicken Little, the sky is falling on us." Well, not really. In other words, the sky has been falling for, well, since the fall. Everything has been falling. Right, since the fall in the garden, since evil entered the world and sin took its root in creation, there have been tumults and earthquakes and volcanoes and hurricanes and tornadoes and all of this stuff. It's always been this way. Now, I'm not saying that we don't have to take care of the creation around us and we don't have to be concerned about these things, but let's not panic. And when we hear about wars and, "Wow, there's this war going on here and this war going on there and this must be this war and this must..." Well, wars have always been going on. Read the Old Testament. It's a book of wars. And anytime you get people together and you get one people group and another people group, inevitably they're going to fight. Jesus is saying, don't be surprised. Don't be taken off guard. Yes, pay attention, but don't bank on all of these things leading up to anything in particular, because the day will come when the day will come. You know, it's like when you're riding in the car with your parents and they say, "We'll get there when we get there." Jesus, are we there yet? No, just we'll get there when we get there. Quit asking. Or quit trying to guess. Quit panicking. Sit back, enjoy the ride. Put your headphones back on. This end of days has concerned human beings, obviously, since Jesus' time. They've been wondering when this will happen. When will the final end of things come about, and what will we expect to see when it does? And Jesus goes through a list. You heard the list, right? Earthquakes and famines and pestilence and terrors and great signs in heaven and persecution. And if you look and you track the church, since its inception in the first century, all of this has been happening. They persecuted Jesus. They persecuted all of the disciples. They persecuted followers after that. And then the church went the exact opposite direction and started persecuting others. We can't get it right. Human beings are a mess. That's what Jesus is saying. There's always going to be conflict. There's always going to be struggle. So don't be surprised when you see it. Don't go into fight or flight mode, in other words. Even, he says, when you're persecuted and dragged before governors and magistrates and made to give an account for the faith that you have, he says, don't even bother studying up. Because nothing you say is going to convince them otherwise. You can go through any apologetics you want to go through and try and prove any scripture you want to try and prove. It's not going to make a lick of difference. So don't try. In fact, he says, I'm going to give you the words to say. And do you know what those words are? What is something that they can never take away, whether you're dragged in front of magistrates or governors or persecuted or put in prison or threatened with death? What's the one thing they can't take away? Christ in here. You can take everything else away. But faith in Christ is what matters, because it can't be taken. It can't be stolen. And so he says, believe in God, believe also in me. He says that in John chapter 14 when the disciples are panicking about what's going to happen when Jesus is arrested and he leaves. He says, trust in God, trust in me. Because no matter what happens, no matter what your eyes see and your fear generates, this is the one thing. This is the one thing that can't go anywhere. This is the one thing that they can't dispute, is the faith you have in your heart. It's the one thing they can't take away. They could argue away. They can legal or unlegal or illegal, whatever they want to do, but it's here, he says. This can't go anywhere. So don't be afraid. Don't panic. Don't go into fear mode and think you have to scrap and fight your way out of whatever it is situation they put you in. In fact, we were just reading in our Bible study, Matthew chapter 5, where Jesus says, when they slap you, when they insult you, when they tear your beard out, turn the other side so they can even it out. Because what they do doesn't matter. And if they force you into doing something, go that extra mile. If they force you to go 1 mile, then go 2. Because it doesn't matter. Those things don't matter. What you see around us, what we have seen from days, and people have panicked about the end of the world and the end of time, Jesus says, don't be surprised, don't be afraid. In fact, he says, when it's coming, when you notice it, look at what he says, keep your chin up, keep your eyes up. Don't look down in despair, but look up in hope. In our intro today, I look to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. I can't look to the hills if I'm cowering in fear. I look to the hills with confidence in Christ that he's going to do what he says he's going to do, because it's in here. I look up to the cross because I see what he has already done. What Jesus has already done for us. He says, it's going to get bad. And we always say, well, it's so bad. And my response is always, yeah, the people in Pompeii thought it was pretty bad too. The people who are involved in all sorts of the wars in no man's land of World War II, we just came out of Veterans Day, when we talk about all of the places that soldiers have faced what looked to be the worst of the worst, and everybody thought it couldn't get any worse, and then the atomic bomb drops. Well, it can't get any worse, and then all of the other stuff happens, and it can't get any worse, and more stuff happens, and it just keeps getting that way. Well, yeah. Jesus said it would. Let's not be surprised. Let's not panic. Keep working. Keep going. Keep doing the things that God has placed in your hands to do. It's an amazing gift, this sure and certain hope we have in Christ. This sure and certain hope we have in faith that he's given us. We don't need to be afraid. We don't need to panic. We don't need to run around like chickens with our heads cut off, or thinking that the sky is falling like Chicken Little. There's no chickens. There are those who are confident in Christ that, yes, it's going to be bad. Yes, we're going to endure all sorts of things from outside and from inside. Life is going to be hard at times. Life is going to be celebratory at others. It's the way life is. We're not surprised. We're not scared. We confidently do the things that God has given us to do when he's given us to do them. This is the wonderful gift of Christianity, the wonderful gift of us, you know, Protestant worth ethic Lutherans. We just keep going. Yeah, it gets tough. We keep going. Yeah, we run out of coffee. Well, wait a minute. We have to stop. Someone's got to make more coffee. But we keep going. No matter what happens around us. And yeah, I know, there are going to be times when we are so afraid. There are going to be times when we're overwhelmed by what we see around us and our heart breaks for a world that looks like it's going to hell in a handbasket, because it is, because it has been, because it always will until Jesus comes back. We pray. We serve. We love. We forgive. Those are things that we do in the face of all of the stuff that we see around us, because it's always going to be there. And yeah, we can mourn the days past when, you know, the good old days of the way things used to be, but they weren't really that good. Rose-colored glasses have a way of doing that. But we look at what we have right here, right now, with those around us. The gift that God has given us here in this place in particular this morning, as we look around and we see the gift, the body of Christ assembled here, not just individuals sitting all by themselves in seats, but gathered together. And that call once again to come to the altar and receive the gifts that God has for us in his son Jesus. It is the penultimate Sunday, the Sunday before the last Sunday. The readings are fire and brimstone. And we do well to pay attention. But don't be afraid. Don't panic. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The faith he has given you is a sure and certain foundation. And he builds that faith up through his word and through his gifts and through his people. We look to the hills. The help that comes from God. And we do pray that Jesus would come soon. But we don't keep asking, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? We'll get there when we get there. And by God's grace, we all get there together. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the grace that is ours in Christ continue to strengthen our faith in the truth of the word. In Jesus' name, amen.